Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me?
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI services. But hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How about you? And while we're at it, what would you like to know about our voice AI capabilities?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I've definitely heard the name Dasha.ai mentioned in the AI space, especially for voice automation. We're all about making conversations with AI feel natural and engaging. What kind of solutions are you offering that might be a good fit for us?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Ah, thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation and revenue growth, those are always top priorities. I'd say one big challenge is reaching prospects in a way that feels personal but also scales efficiently. Sometimes it's tough to balance automation with that human touch. How exactly does your AI handle that?
Tell me more about balancing automation with that human touch.
Sure thing. Well, the magic is in how our AI mimics natural human conversation, using tone, pauses, and even a bit of humor to keep things engaging. It's not just about blasting out scripts. It's about adapting to the person on the other end, understanding their responses, and steering the conversation naturally. That way, it feels less like talking to a robot and more like chatting with a helpful colleague. Pretty neat, right?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
That's a great question. I'd imagine a future where our lead generation is running smoothly on autopilot. With AI handling initial outreach so our team can focus on closing deals, we'd see a steady increase in qualified leads, higher conversion rates, and maybe even some new revenue streams we hadn't tapped before. Plus, the whole process would feel seamless and natural, no awkward robot vibes. Sounds like a win-win, right?
What do you mean by a seamless and natural process? Why is that important to you?
Great follow-up. By seamless and natural, I mean conversations that flow just like they would with a real person. No awkward pauses, no robotic responses, just smooth, engaging dialogue. That's important because people respond better when they feel understood and valued, not like they're talking to a machine. It builds trust and makes prospects more open to what we're offering. After all, business is still about relationships, right?
Tell me more about how building trust and relationships plays into your lead generation strategy.
Absolutely. Building trust is the foundation of any successful lead generation strategy. When prospects feel like they're having a genuine conversation, they're more likely to share their needs and pain points honestly. That helps us tailor our approach and offer solutions that really fit. Plus, trust encourages them to take the next step, whether that's scheduling a demo or making a purchase. So it's not just about quantity of leads, but quality and connection that really drives growth. Makes sense, right?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one of the biggest challenges is scaling personalized outreach without burning out the team. It's tough to keep every conversation feeling fresh and human when you're juggling so many leads. Also, tracking which messages actually resonate can be tricky without good data. That's where smart AI could really make a difference, helping us automate without losing that personal touch. Does that sound like something your service can tackle?
What are all the ways scaling outreach and tracking message impact are affecting the business right now?
Great question. Scaling outreach without losing personalization can lead to missed opportunities. Some prospects might feel ignored or get generic messages that don't connect. That can hurt our reputation and slow growth. On the tracking side, without clear insights, it's hard to know what's working, so we might waste time on strategies that don't deliver. Together, these issues can mean slower sales cycles and less efficient use of resources. So yeah, improving both would be a game changer.
Can you go a bit deeper on how slower sales cycles and inefficient resource use are impacting your team and goals?
Absolutely. Slower sales cycles mean it takes longer to turn prospects into customers, which can delay revenue and make it harder to hit growth targets. For the team, it often means more follow-ups and juggling multiple tasks, which can lead to burnout and lower morale. Inefficient resource use means we might be spending time and money on outreach that doesn't pay off, leaving less for other important initiatives. So it's really about working smarter, not harder, to keep momentum going. Does that resonate with what you're hearing?